B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast.
Helping you catch up on what you missed.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning.
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine warming up to 90 today. Falcons lost to the Eagles 32-6. On the bright side, Georgia beat UAB like 150,000-0.
The Braves are up 4.5 games, right?
Yeah,
right,
so there's some good news in sports. What else is going on, Kara?
You know, out of all of those football games over the weekend, the one people are talking the most about has nothing to do with the game, but an unlikely spectator. Somehow, a cat got loose in the Miami Hurricanes stadium and was dangling off of the upper deck. So some fans took out their phones and recorded everything, and others tried to devise a plan to catch the kitty with their American flag. It was Saturday.
What?
It was September 11th.
Wow.
They had their flags on them.
Love that.
In the crowd, and just kind of like a parachute caught the cat as it was dangling down. Truly shows that these kitties have 9 lives.
Was it not frightening and so stressful watching that video? And you're like, what is going to happen to that cat? Like, you want to talk about like the room getting let out of the air, getting let out of the room?
Where's the cat now?
I think the couple that actually helped save it are going to end up adopting it.
Of course.
Isn't that sweet?
I'd be like, I mean, you on one hand, you know, you save the cat, so you got to keep the cat.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's a cat.
Yeah, now you got a cat.
Oh, gosh.
Sweet.
Y'all.
I'm sorry.
So in celebrity news, our girl is getting married, y'all. Last night, Britney Spears announced her engagement to boyfriend of almost 5 years, Sam Asghari. Now, he has been snapped by paparazzi ring shopping over the last few weeks, but it seems like he landed on a 4-carat round brilliant stone in a very special setting that the jeweler has now coined the lioness. It's what Sam had engraved on the inside of the ring. Now, he's a dummy and accidentally posted it to his social media and then took it down real quick. So he didn't have the chance to do like the big, huge proposal that he had planned because he, like I said, was a dummy and let the cat out of the bag a little too soon.
He let the cat out of the bag. So
yeah.
He should take the cat.
Yes.
Maybe he should. So locally, you guys, Marta is going to be getting a little bit of a makeover and they want our help. They're planning on updating the exterior design of the new rail cars. Now, these new cars have all kinds of cool technology and safety and security features for the riders on the inside. So they want the exterior to be as cool as what's going to be, you know, going on the inside. So right now there are 8 different designs to choose from. You can check them out at itsmarta.com/yourride and place your vote. The first new rail car is expected to debut in 2023.
Are they replacing all the rail cars with these new safety features?
Yes, I think slowly they will, you know, as the older cars kind of go past their expiration date, they introduce the new cars with the new tech.
Does any safety measures of like somebody trying to bum a cigarette off of you? I'm like, I don't smoke, dude. I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Can't say that that's one of the features.
Yeah, I mean,
but
guys,
you can go to It's Marta and, you know, make that suggestion.
Seriously, I feel like this is a very big lipstick on a pig situation. Like, the safety thing makes me excited. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I only go on Marta when I'm bored and there's nothing on TV and I want something otherworldly to happen to me.
Right.
Then I'll take a ride on a Marta.
That's definitely the place to go.
Yeah.
What's the most dangerous thing you've ever encountered on your job? And I think it'd be funny, like, the least dangerous jobs with the most dangerous situation you ever encountered, right? Jesse is an air conditioning technician who is working in the attic of a bank this week, changing filters, doing what those people
sure.
do, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he encountered a 6-foot rattlesnake.
What?
Positioning itself between him and the ceiling opening where his ladder was, blocking his means of escape.
He slithered down into the corner, curled up, and then poked his head and stared at me, never took his eyes off of me, and he was rattling his tail, and I was like, nope, this ain't happening, not today. Snakes don't bother me, but I don't like being trapped in a small area with them, you know, so there's nowhere for me to go. My thought was, uh-oh, you know.
Hey, Jesse, do you have a snack?
404-741-0985. What's the most dangerous thing you've ever encountered on your job? Kelly in Atlanta?
Paper cuts. I work in gift cards.
Oh, a paper cut.
Wait, you work in gift cards?
Yeah. We get all the gift cards in all the stores.
So you, how many paper cuts have you gotten in your life?
That plastic is can be sharp.
Yeah, because you have to cut into the plastic, usually using your fingernail, so you get the paper cuts under the nail.
Under the cuticle.
Yeah, but we actually make them, so lots and lots of touching of paper cuts.
It's just so crazy what people do, you know what I mean? Like, everyone does something strange. Do you have, like, you have special gloves? Do you have, like, cool gloves?
No, but that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. You know, I worked at a restaurant for one night, 8 hours, and my job was a case of fava beans. There's a lot of fava beans. I had to open them up and open the pods and pull the fava beans out. And I actually got not a paper cut, but a fava bean cut, like with all the dirt underneath my thumbnail from dragging my thumb along the fava bean. Dude, I would go toe-to-toe with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy what can cut you, right?
Who doesn't like fava beans?
And a nice Chianti.
404-741-0985. You don't necessarily have to work a dangerous job, as we just learned. It is instead the most dangerous thing that you've ever encountered on your job. It was a bad, for us, it would be like a lightning storm with all this radio equipment. For example, 404-741-0985. There are dangerous jobs. People that take dangerous jobs know that they're dangerous. But the better stories are when you're working on a job that should be safe, but you encounter a dangerous situation. Like, we're just talking about this air conditioning repair guy who's up in an attic. And there was a rattlesnake there, like a giant rattlesnake. Jeez. With his face, like, right where the guy would have to leave. The guy is still sitting in the attic.
Are you checking the compressor?
404-741-0985. The most dangerous thing you've ever encountered on the job. Lindsay in Powder Springs.
So I'm from New Orleans, and when I worked at an elementary school. And we had someone coming in for enrollment, and I was in charge of enrollment. And she came running back in the school saying, there was a purse snatcher, and he was in taking my, he took my purse out of my car. So I just immediately just stood up and ran out and chased him down.
What? Oh, did you get the purse?
I didn't get the purse because eventually someone came and took over for me because he kept looking back at me, and I was just persistent on him. I was not letting him go. And then he eventually just threw the purse and ran off.
What grade was he in?
Well, he was definitely a child for trying that. So
what kind of superwoman powers do you have that your first instinct's like, I'm gonna go chase him down?
Okay, let's get him.
Well, because nobody else was doing anything, they were just kind of freaking out, and I went, no, like, somebody has to stop this butthole. And so I said, let's go. And so I just did it.
You stopped the butthole. Good job. Yeah.
I'm trying, you know. My kid's in the car with me, so I'm trying to be good.
Oh, that was the clean word. Good. Yeah.
Drex and Kara competing against each other on Beat Shazam, where I'll give you 5 seconds to identify these songs. MTV Video Music Awards for last night.
Okay.
This is the most shocking television show of the year. All the shocking moments happened on the VMAs. And to prove that, we'll go through some of the historical shocking VMA moments for you.
Okay.
Let's start with this one, Kara.
That's Madonna, Like a Virgin.
Is correct. Remember that was the song being performed with the Britney and Christina Aguilera smooching that was happening.
It was awkward.
My grandmother would be like, break out the Windex. Oh my goodness. All right, next song. This was for you, Drex.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M.
Is that Lady Gaga? Was the song Born This Way?
Meat Dress. All right, over to you, Kara. Are you ready for your next song?
I am ready.
I need to find it. Here we go.
Taylor Swift, Love Story?
No. You Belong With Me. This is the song that she won Video of the Year, and Kanye jumped on stage and said Beyonce deserved it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Drex, your next song?
Yes.
I know I may be young.
That's our girl, newly engaged, Brittany. And was that song, I'm a slave, you are you.
That was the snake song.
Banana.
That she was performing. Yeah. Yes, Banana the Snake. So, Kara, your next song?
NSYNC, It's Gonna Be Me.
Yes, ma'am. Every little thing I do, never seems enough for you. You don't wanna lose it again, but I'm not. They shocked the world in 2013 with a surprise on stage reunion at the VMAs.
Yeah, I think I remember that. And Chris Kirkpatrick was like not healthy. He was struggling to get through it.
Drex, to secure your win.
Yes. Everybody get up. Oh, I mean, arguably the most shocking moment when Miley was grinding on Robin Thicke and Blurred Lines.
Yes.
I know you want me.
And the most shocking thing that's happened is that Kara lost Beat Shazam. Ugh. Do you have any words for us?
It's a Monday.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hello, Jay and Marietta.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You want to go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Get out, Kara.
I'm out of here, Jay. Good luck.
Kara's going to leave the room. We'll ask you these five trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She pays you $100. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, number one, the Falcons laid an egg to kick off their season yesterday, losing to the Eagles. What car company sponsors the stadium they play at?
Mercedes.
Number two, congrats to Britney Spears. She and her longtime boyfriend Sam are now engaged. True or false, the schoolgirl outfit from her first music video was purchased at Kmart.
True.
Number three, a travel website says today's the best day to book air travel for the upcoming holidays. What color shirts does the TSA wear?
Blue.
Number four, Stone Temple Pilots and Bush have canceled their remaining tour dates because of COVID. Who was the lead singer of Bush married to from 2002 to 2016? Maybe this will help you out. His name is Gavin Rosdale.
Gwen Stefani.
Number five, video of the year at the VMAs last night went to Lil Nas X. What type of car are Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X driving in the Old Town Road video?
Cadillac.
All right, bring Kara back in. Is she going to murder me for helping out on question number four?
I mean, it just depends what the final score is, because Jay and Marietta did really, really well.
All right, Kara?
Yes.
Same questions. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, the Falcons laid an egg to kick off their season yesterday. They lost to the Eagles. What car company sponsors the stadium they play at?
Mercedes-Benz.
That's what Jay said, 1-1.
Number two, Britney Spears and her longtime boyfriend Sam got engaged. True or false, the schoolgirl outfit from her first music video was purchased at Kmart.
That's true.
For $13.99. And that's what Jay said, 2-2.
Number three, a travel website says today's the best day to book air travel for the upcoming holidays. What color are the shirts that TSA wears?
Yellow?
They are Best Buy Blue, Kara.
Oh.
That's what Jay said. Jay right now is up 3-2.
Kara. Number four, Stone Temple Pilots and Bush have canceled their remaining tour dates because of COVID. Who was the lead singer of Bush married to from 2002 to 2016?
Gwen Stefani.
And that's what Jay said, but Kara, you're still down 4-3, meaning you have to get this last question correct.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's a tough question.
She's not ready.
I'll be surprised if you get it, honestly. Video of the year at the VMAs last night went to Lil Nas X. What type of car are Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X driving in the Old Town Road video?
I think they're Maseratis.
Oh, my God. How did you know that, Kara?
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a Maserati. Darn it. Oh my. Come on.
Oh,
no. What in the world, man? Oh, final score this morning, 4-4, but all ties do go to the house because Kara puts up 100 bucks of her own money. 1,107 wins, Kara, and 37 losses.
Great game, Jay.
Good game, Kara.
No cash, but you do get tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra December 12th, 3 p.m., Gas South Arena. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at GasSouthArena.com. Are you still there?
I'm here.
All right. We're going to play again in an hour at 7:35 like we do every weekday morning on B98.5.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Caroline, we hear you need to ask your mother-in-law for forgiveness.
No. Yeah, that's right.
These are always my favorites.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I lied to her about getting sick.
Oh, that's it? Come on. I've lied to my mother-in-law about worse.
That's a pretty awful thing to lie about.
And I feel terrible about it now, but at the time, it really sounded like the perfect excuse.
What happened?
Okay, so my husband, Jason, and I are down at the beach for a wedding, and we ended up extending our stay here.
Are you still down at the beach right now?
Yeah.
You are. How nice. Yeah.
So what's the problem? Wouldn't everybody want to extend their beach vacation?
She needs forgiveness before she crosses back into Georgia.
It would not have been an issue if the kids were with us, but the couple getting married had a strict no children policy. So the kids stayed home with Jason's mom, Robin.
Okay, that's the mother-in-law.
The mother-in-law, yeah.
So you got an adult vacation with no kids that you're extending?
Yeah, basically.
It's nice to have family close by.
Yeah, but that's why we moved to Atlanta, was to be closer to my mother-in-law.
So I called to check in, and I just mentioned to her offhand that Jason and I were both having, like, weird headaches and weren't feeling amazing. And she started to, like, actually freak out and jump to conclusions and is absolutely convinced that we've got COVID and insists that we stay a few more days.
You are in Florida.
Right, yeah. I mean. So your mother-in-law insists you have COVID, and do you, like, try to negate that fact?
My husband and I haven't had any time alone since the kids were born, and she's retired and doesn't have anything going on, so we really didn't think it would be a huge deal.
Did you get tested?
No, we haven't.
You just, we're going to roll with this? What, are you going to quarantine for 14 days and leave the kids?
So haven't gotten tested and haven't told your mother-in-law the truth.
In not getting tested, you're sort of denying yourself the truth, taking advantage of the time off. And I can tell that you're starting to feel guilty about this.
Yeah, and the kids have been calling, and they're telling us she's making them get tested every day. And she's, like, freaking out and making calls into the vet for horse medicine. It's getting out of hand, and I kind of have to cover
this. She's having your kids who are not with you get tested. She's my spirit animal.
Yeah. Well,
I can see this.
What was supposed to be maybe just an extra 2 days on the beach has turned into, like, horse tranquilizers and COVID protocols. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, we're not actually sick. We just told her that because we were realizing, like, this could be a very easy way to just get a couple days to ourselves.
So you mentioned you had a headache and she automatically thought it was COVID?
Yeah, we're really fine.
Did you guys even have headaches?
I mean, not really, no.
You chose the wrong symptoms is what you did. Like, if you said, we got hurt on the beach or what, I guess there are no symptoms that aren't COVID, are there?
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure coming off the ocean, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to admit to your mother-in-law that you never really even had a headache in the first place?
We'll see.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Caroline and her husband wanted a couple of extra days at the beach, so she called her mother-in-law back here in Georgia and said that they had headaches. Mom jumped to conclusions, thinks everybody's got COVID, and Caroline needs to come clean and say, actually, we don't. Caroline, sit tight. We're going to get your mother-in-law on the phone here and talk to her for a minute.
Hello?
Hi, Robin.
Who is this?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. We're calling because we heard a couple of your family members have come down with something. Is everybody okay?
Yeah, everyone is fine. I'm sorry. What is this about?
Well, we heard that your son and your daughter-in-law were stuck in Florida. They were sick.
Oh, yeah, they're sick, all right. They're sick in the head.
Why would you say that?
Because only people who aren't quite right would lie about their family getting COVID.
You think they're... Did they tell you that they had COVID? Are they lying about it?
They're down at the beach, at my beach house, having a grand old time at my expense.
At your expense?
Well, it's her beach house. I didn't realize that it was your beach house.
They seem to have forgotten that I have cameras all over that beach house. And, you know, once in a while, I peek to see to make sure that they're all right, because they said they weren't feeling good. I saw them packing up, going to the beach, and then... Late, they come back drunk as skunks, you know. I don't know if they would be doing that if they really had COVID. I doubt it.
You're watching your own.
Said we had COVID.
Hang on. That's
Caroline?
Robin, yeah. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Caroline called to get your forgiveness for lying to you to try to extend their vacation. So we're all on the same page. Everybody knows there were lies happening. Caroline, did you realize that you were on an episode of Big Brother?
Caroline, you're going to need a little more than a radio station to help you here. What were you two thinking?
I'm sorry we lied to you, but to be fair, I never said we had COVID. All I said was that Jason and I both had some headaches.
Why do you think you have headaches from all the boozing, I'm sure?
That's a mother-in-law line if I've ever heard one before.
Okay, I know how much we needed this time. It was Jason's idea anyway.
What was his idea?
To let her think we weren't feeling well so she wouldn't mind staying with the kids for a few days.
This was all your husband's idea?
That sounds
okay,
about right. Please don't be upset with us. We will be more than happy to pay you for your time and for using your house the last few days.
Keep talking, Caroline.
Oh, you want more?
Robin, do you forgive Caroline for lying to you?
Well, you know what? It depends on what else she decides to add to the list here.
One of those Rosemary Beach shirts in like a pastel color, yes?
It's crazy to even say that you're sick with COVID. Well, who does that?
No, she said that they had headaches.
Well, you know, look at what's going on in the world. You know, who would take a chance like that and jinx yourself? It doesn't even make sense.
I wanted to ask Robin. Caroline had said that you told her that you were getting her kids daily COVID tests and feeding them horse tranquilizers and stuff. Is that true?
No, I just did that to scare my daughter-in-law.
Oh, my God. I never would have called if I hadn't heard that.
Question. Do you tell a 6-year-old that their pet fish has gone to the Rainbow Bridge? Ooh. Or do you keep the charade going? Our son Sam has a pet fish named Samerfish, but unbeknownst to him... This is actually Samerfish number 2.
Oh.
The OG Samerfish, as you recall, previously departed this lovely earth and was replaced with a stunt double who is identical. So personally, I feel like my wife and I should keep this lie alive because I feel like telling your kid something like this marks the end of their childhood.
Oh.
Once you start, I mean, that's a big dose of reality.
Yeah, it's a heavy topic.
Yeah.
What does, Ted, that's how you feel. How does your wife Jessica feel? What is her thoughts?
Well, plot twist, Drex. Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. Apparently, interest in Samerfish 2 has waned.
Oh.
So she thinks out of convenience because... Well, I want to replace Samerfish, and she's right. Like, no, we're done. She wants to empty that thing and put the tank on Facebook, you know, the free site. Just leave it on the porch step and forget Samerfish ever existed. How cold a woman do I live with you guys?
Has Sam had to deal with any kind of loss or anything like that up to this point?
Don't believe he has.
No, so this would be like his first big.
We had some praying mantis that didn't hatch. He's had to let butterflies go because we do little science experiments.
Yeah.
I'm curious if your thought process, Tad, is like if you tell Sam that his fish didn't make it, does he start, you know, figuring out that, you know, this is the fish number two and this was all a lie and what else was a lie? Now he starts asking more questions like, you know, if they're replacing my fish, what other things aren't they telling me?
Ooh.
Right now. Stress. Yeah, I mean, well, no, I mean, he would have to, he'd never know.
Okay.
Because he doesn't pay attention to Sammer Fish 2 as it is. That's the other issue here is like, if we went back, like, if we were to just replace Sammer Fish, now we're just be like, gosh, when is this fish going to
die? Fish lives forever.
I'm tired of taking care of it. I have to feed it the smallest little pellets twice a day. It's not fair to me. All right, let's get to the phones here. 404-741-0985. He's 6 years old. Do we tell the truth or do we just go get another stunt double? If you were wondering how long a betta fish lives, it's 2 years. We know this because we got our son a betta fish when he was two. The betta fish went to the Rainbow Bridge when he was four. I agreed that I was going to tell him, talk to him about death and everything. But I lied. I bought another fish. I couldn't deal with it. And so now he's six. And the stunt double, Sammer Fish 2, has expired. Mm. Plot twist. Interest in the fish has waned. So my wife is pushing for us to have that difficult talk. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's the end of innocence for a child. It's the end of their childhood. Like, yeah. You should keep these things secret as long as possible. The only thing I can think of is, like, to appease both parties is to just, like... hide the fish tank somewhere, and when Sam goes, what happened to the fish tank? Be like, I don't know, and then create some sort of mystery drama where it's like, did Chloe take the fish? Like, who's been in your room? That could be fun.
Now he's got, like, abandonment issues. Like, everything he has might just end up gone one day.
Thank you for pointing that out.
He's going to be a hoarder, yes.
This is why I'm asking for help here. 404-741-0985. What should we do? Amanda in Gainesville.
Your son is definitely not too young to be exposed and needs to learn now in a fairly simple environment of a fish that this is the reality of life. I know he'll be sensitive. He'll have questions. But this is a perfect opportunity to teach him that bad things happen, that he can be sad, that it's acceptable, that it's okay, right, and that he needs to learn how to show those emotions. Give them a little bit of closure, and it helps the children start to understand about death and what happens, because it's going to happen again, mm-hmm, right, to some animal or some person or some family member. And then all of a sudden, what are you going to do? You can't lie about grandma.
Easy. My mom listens to the show.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. Thanks for listening. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine warming up to 90 today. Falcons lost to the Eagles. Abysmal. 32-6. Braves beat the Marlins 5-3. What else is going on, Kara?
Somebody saved your life, you'd probably want to know who they are, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Bridget Hurd is trying to find out. On February 18th, 2019, Bridget actually died. She was on the way to work with her daughter when she suffered a massive heart attack at the Oakland City MARTA station and collapsed. Out of nowhere, a woman came up running over to her and began doing CPR and did so until EMS arrived. Once they got on the scene, the woman went on with her day and went on to work. Bridget ended up making it to the hospital, but just barely. That mystery woman saved her life. Now, 2.5 years later, Bridget is trying to find this guardian angel. She would love to meet her or at least let her know how thankful she is. So out of all of the listeners that we have, this Facebook community that we have, we've got to find this guardian angel for Ms. Hurd.
When the paramedics arrive, they're just interested in saving the person. They don't say, like, hey, you, can we get your name? It's so crazy.
And it could be a god. This literally could be a guardian angel that was sent.
And that is their purpose, and they'll never know. I totally agree with that, too. But if we can help find this lady, reach out to us on Facebook and we'll try and connect them. How
nice.
Cool would that be?
Yes.
Now, last night, the MTV VMAs were held. They're always a spectacle, but they were celebrating the 40th anniversary of the music video channel that no longer plays music videos. But they brought back some really heavy hitters that made them famous. Cyndi Lauper made an appearance, Madonna, even David Lee Roth, who presented an Atlanta artist with the biggest prize of the night. Lil Nas X took home the moon person for video of the year for his super controversial Montero. Then Olivia Rodrigo, her driver's license, won song of the year. And she also won best new artist. Justin Bieber picked up artist of the year and best pop video for Peaches.
You said moon person. They've changed it from moon man to moon person.
Yes, they have.
Very good.
So 2021.
All right, all right. So Friday night, our buddy Stephen Moore got his second chance at beating the freeze over at Truist Park. If you remember, he was just feet away from victory a couple of weeks ago when he tripped and fell.
Okay, so beat the freeze is where this man who's dressed in a costume as the freeze gives you a bit of a head start, right? And you mm-hmm. run around the warning track yeah. of the park. And right? it's like one of those things that they do between innings yeah. to entertain the crowd.
Yeah, and then if you beat the freeze, it's like a major thing and you get some cool prizes.
Nobody so, beats the freeze.
Nobody beats the freeze. But how did Steven do with his second chance?
Well, let's find out. He's on the phone with us now. How'd you make out?
You know, he's really fast. And so came up, the freeze was the winner.
You should have thrown it. I mean, you want the fairy tale ending. This totally. Is show business.
With the exception of us reaching out to you, and now we're, you know, we're totes BFFs, has anybody else, like, famous or someone shocking reached out to you because of this whole thing going on?
I mean, I've gotten a couple calls from producers out in L.A. with, you know, CNN or Ooh. The Today Show or whatever it may be. And I think they're still hooking me up with the freeze blast for a year. So really thankful for Ray Shrek as well. Nice.
So you didn't have breakfast with Usain Bolt this morning.
No.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.